Yeah, well,
Yes.
hey, this is, yes, sir. This is Dustin calling back.
This
Yes,
is
sir.
Frank.
Okay. Well, yes, sir. And luckily that went a lot quicker than I thought. It was a lot less
Oh, that's good.
involved than I was hoping. Yeah. But the let me see. Now, the part where I got to, now, what is the address that we would have on file just for security reasons?
I don't know if it would be on, what you mean, my home address?
Well, like the, I guess the mailing address that would be on the paperwork, most likely.
Oh, yeah, like 733 East Cedar Street, Seguin, Texas, 78155.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And then what is the year, make, and model of the vehicle that you're calling about?
It's a 2014 Ford Fusion Hybrid.
And what color?
Blue, light blue.
Fusion hybrid. Okay, and then as far as the situation, you said the keys are just locked in it.
Yeah, they're just locked inside the car.
Okay, let's see here. And then, well, let's see now, and it's showing, it's saying above service limit. It gives the option to, we can still set the service up, but it's the only way it'll let us do that is basically we can set it up as an out-of-pocket service where that is, you pay when they come to do the service, but then you send it in for reimbursement consideration after the fact. And it says one service per, and I guess this is a translation of days, but it says 2,000 hours. So I'm not sure off the top of my head how many days that is, but I guess it's limited to that much. But like I said, we can set it up as a out-of-pocket service if you wanted to do it that way and send it in for reimbursement
Well,
consideration.
I've never, this is the first time for me ever using this ever, so I don't know how this works either, but I mean, what would that charge be?
The first time you've used it?
Yeah, I've never used roadside assistance.
Well, I'm surprised this is doing this then, but now as far as lockout services go, it's the kind of thing it does depend on the provider that's doing it as far as the price, but typically they're usually around 50 to 80. They're not usually, more than that, but like I said, it'd just be a matter of getting your price. But if you want to do it that way, we can set it up and I'll call you with a price before we actually, finalize it. But
And that's the only way of doing this?
well, it's the only way that the system's gonna apparently let me do it, for whatever reason. But the that's not to say there might be some other kind of info the company you bought the coverage through might be able to give you or something like that. But that's what
So
it's
should I,
doing here
what do
now.
you recommend? Should I call my insurance and see what exactly I should know before I do any of this? Or,
Well, I
I,
mean,
like I said, I've
it
never used
depends
it
on
before, so I don't have a clue
I
how this
guess it, I
works.
mean, I guess it kind of depends on how urgent it is, but if you wanted to check with them first and see if there's anything to iron out that would, or if they're willing to call
Yeah,
possibly,
because
that.
as far as I know, the plan that I have, I shouldn't have to pay for anything. That's what doesn't make sense to me. But, I'm not 100% sure on that. I would have to hear that from them now.
Well, I know that seems
Because
like I mean,
I
I
pay the
just,
extra
I,
on the insurance for that.
well, and I don't know how urgent it is. I guess, I mean, if it seems like it would make sense to check with them, but I mean, it's up to you if it's urgent enough, if you want to set it up, like I said, as an out-of-pocket thing, we
And that's
can, but.
fine, and that's fine. I don't mind doing that. The problem I'm having right now is that if I do it this way and then I go to, get the reimbursement from my insurance, they're like, "Well, we don't do that." So then I'm out of that money. So that's what I want to
Sure,
make
sure.
sure. So, is there any way that I can be able to get a hold of you if I call back? Is there any
Well, I
or
was I it's that's doubtful because I mean that
Okay.
I probably wouldn't be available, to
Okay.
be quite honest. But the ticket will be here. There'll be some relevant notes there, but the I would say, to check if you're not wanting to set it up as the out-of-pocket thing, if they're willing to call, that might be the best thing to do. But they may have some totally different info for you to give us, or a different phone number to call or something like that too.
Okay.
So I would just, if you want to check with them and see,
Yeah, let me do that first. Like I said, I've never done this before, so I'm not sure how this works. And let me just go with them, and then I'll call back and get this resolved. If I have to do it that way, then so be it. I just want to make sure that I hear that from the insurance saying, "Oh yeah, we'll reimburse you." That's just what I want to make sure, because like I said, I pay extra
understood.
on this stuff and I have full coverage, so it doesn't seem right that I would have to pay. You know what I mean?
Oh,
Just want to make sure.
definitely, and I almost suspect it's an error that it's saying this, but I wouldn't be able to tell you for sure. But yes, sir,
Okay.
we'll be here. We'll just wait till we hear back from you.
All right, I appreciate it. Let me
Yep.
take care of that, and I'll be calling you guys soon.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right, thank you so much, and bye-bye.